Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. It's time for an update about all things sustainability. If you listened to the last episode, you'll know that my 26 habits was about being more environmentally minded, trying to make better decisions about my recycling behaviour, the things that I buy, etc., etc. These small changes all build up to a big difference. And I've got to be honest, I almost felt horrified at the things that just a little bit of research were beginning to uncover. I was recycling, which is what we're going to start with in this update show. And on closer inspection, I realized I was separating my rubbish based on what felt like common sense and assumption, not fact. And I'm quite diligent when it comes to it. I always try to have my main rubbish, my food rubbish, my recyclable rubbish. But I'm not alone in the fact that I was getting it wrong. Research by the British Science Association actually reveals that a lot of recyclable waste is going into landfill just because people aren't quite certain about which bins things should go into. And actually, when you begin to unpick it, the rules and the guidelines are quite vast. So it isn't just as simple as, oh, some of that looks cardboardy, so I'll stick that in my recycling, or that jar looks like it, that's a glass jar, that will be fine. In some cases, yes, but in some cases, based on a couple of other variables, maybe not. There's also a website, Wrap UK. I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes. They've produced recycling guidelines, and this is where you get the, like, for example, with metal packaging, it might be, yes, we want your drinks cans, we want your food cans, but you keep those laminated foil pouches out of there. It's that kind of thing. So it's that kind of minutiae. It's not a short document, but it's a good one to read. And again, in that report, it said that 66% of households in the UK express uncertainty about how to correctly dispose of one or more items. So I don't feel as bad, but it makes me realise that it's a bigger problem, and actually educating myself is the biggest, most helpful thing that I can be doing. I think another thing that that report revealed was that almost half of UK households dispose of one or more items in the general bin that could be recycled. And I think it's just that none of us want to do that, right? None of us think, oh, it doesn't really matter. We all are aware that those wrong items aren't great. So I've been reading it thinking, oh, goodness, good grief. I need to buck up my ideas about how I'm recycling, because I did not realise that actually it's like anything. If you want to do it properly, you need to know, you need to read the instructions. And I just wonder how many of us think looks a bit like cardboard, or it's plastic, therefore it can't be. It's not as rigid as that. It's actually quite complicated. So there's that. I've also made some buying changes. Now, if you listen to my podcast with Lisa Potter Dixon a while ago, she is a makeup artist and she won't have any plastic in her kit. So specifically, we talked in our episode together about how she doesn't use any cotton buds that have plastic in them. And I was thinking, well, okay, that's a great one to start with, but how do I find out if cotton buds have plastic or not? Because the thing is whatever they use to replace it, or whatever is used to replace it, might look like it. But there's actually a really helpful website, which is called cottonbudproject.org.uk, which not only gives you a bit more background about it, but it also includes links to all of the products on the market, like the Muji cotton buds there. You can get them in black or you can get them in white. And some various organic ones. They include all the links and it shows you which ones aren't going to be damaging the planet in the way that the plastic ones can. And if you have seen the picture of this beautiful seahorse with its tail wrapped around a used cotton bud somewhere that should be completely unspoiled and beautiful, then you will probably want to make a switch just as much as I did. So the other thing that I really began to look into when I was unpicking this whole education piece of this particular project, this particular habit, was that one of the reasons why I've sometimes perhaps not been as diligent as I would like to be with recycling is because I don't have the space in which to have a bin for this, a bin for that, a bin for the other. So, yeah. That's no excuse. And so I thought, right, I now need to look into solutions of actual bins that I can have in my home that won't take up the entire floor plan of my kitchen, but will allow me to recycle much more mindfully. Because to be honest, it's like anything. If you've got a bin there, how many times have you been to someone's house or you've been to a hotel and you've thought, I would never have thought of that. I like having a shelf there that you don't have normally and you realize how practical it is. I have been looking into these solutions and there are some great ones. So you can get really functional, stackable, almost like moving crates that will stand on top of each other, that would be great in like a utility room or a garage. They're not the prettiest looking things, but one's got a brown lid, one's got a green lid, one's got a yellow lid, and it's very clear about what needs to go into each. I will put the link to those in the show notes.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
And then you also have integrated bins. So if you are used to having a pedal bin or one of those I don't even know what they're called. You know, when you tap the lid and it comes up, I'm sure that's got a more sophisticated name than that. But if you're used to having something like that, quite sleek, maybe some stainless steel, maybe you've got a brushed effect, who knows? You've got one of those in your kitchen, you probably feel quite good about yourself, but it really is just for the main waste. There are actually options in very similar styling to that, which will have 3 compartments. So you can have your main waste, which is maybe 2/3 of the footprint, and then the other 2 are separated between glass and paper and card, for example. They look really useful. And for me, that just feeds into my childlike brain, which is that goes there, and that goes there. It makes me feel instantly very, very organized. Now, none of these options are particularly sexy. They're not all that stylish. So I then started to look at, right, how important is it for us to have, bins that look really good and still do the job? And actually, I have found that Simple Human and Joseph, it's going to be no surprise, are actually leading the game in this. Joseph in particular have these fantastic bins that have multi-compartments and you can recycle pretty much everything. But you can have these very clever little intuitive, like there's a pouch, there's a little drawer here, or there's a little bin there. It's all very, very clever. So I spoke to the people at Joseph & Joseph and they gave me a bit of an idea about how they came up with the plans, actually, because I was very intrigued at how they took a very functional problem and made it look so stylish. And they basically said that they'd done a lot of research and many people were improvising, using extra bins, separate bags or additional boxes. And it was making their kitchens cluttered and taking up valuable space. And so that's the reason why they came up with the idea of, right, how can we make something that looks like a conventional bin, but has all these little compartments that you can fill up? And they have created a bin called the Totem, which I have to admit I've taken a look at and I might actually be testing out to try and see if it actually does raise my recycling game. So stay tuned for that. Of course, you know where you'll find it. It will be all over Insta stories. But I've also had some lovely messages from all of you. Thank you so much. I've had some really brilliant suggestions. The cotton buds, I've had so many DMs about that on Instagram. So many people saying, have you tried these? These are so brilliant. They make me feel better. And I do a lot of winged eyeliner. And obviously, if you do winged eyeliner, it's hard not to have a cotton bud around. So I've had lots of people getting in touch with me about making sure that my cotton bud choices are sustainable ones. I've also had people sending me links to reusable cutlery and reusable straws, because the plastic cutlery, plastic straws are a huge problem as well. The actor, who is it? Adrien Grenier, is that his name? Grenier. He is a big advocate of not sucking. I think he's got this campaign over in the US, like Don't Suck, which is about don't use straws because they are a hideous waste and they're cropping up all over the place and they can't be recycled, so they're just sort of living as they please in the oceans and worse. So all of those fantastic things. And then I've also had people send me pictures of their recycling bins, how they separate their rubbish. So keep them coming, because all of this has really, really helped. But I have to say, when I set out to do this, and I haven't used a single carrier bag in this last week, haven't used a takeaway coffee cup, all of those things that I'd already kind of been working towards. But the most important thing, the thing that I really realized has made the biggest difference and will continue to make a huge difference, is just understanding what can and can't be recycled and what is and isn't collected in my local area. That is the biggest impact. That's had the biggest effect on my behavior, because I was making mistakes because I hadn't informed myself. And I thought that I was pretty smart and was making good recycling choices, but it turns out I wasn't. So I will put the link to that report in the show notes, because I think it's incredible, incredible reading. There's also more on this topic on The Pool, which may be where you found the podcast. So if you are listening on The Pool, I encourage you to put recycling and sustainability in that search function. You'll find some very, very interesting pieces by other writers for The Pool. And you can also find the links on the show notes on Emma Gunn's, iTunes and Acast. I thank you all for listening. But in this case, I really, really do thank everybody for their suggestions. It's been incredible hearing from you. And you've really helped me with this particular challenge, which will be going way beyond the 2 weeks. If you want to get in touch with the show, it's very easy. Thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can slide into my DMs on social media, where I am at Emma Gunns. It's been a delight to work on this 26 Habits with you. There is another very interesting 26 Habits coming next week. But for now, thank you. And I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.